Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. In the course of our daily lives, there are times that we fail to contemplate the goodness of the Lord. Something may happen and the Lord proves himself faithful. We may need some monetary thing or another and he proves himself our provider. He has proven himself as our healer. In times of distress, he gives us peace. We cannot count the ways he's been our deliverer, and through it all, we know him as our Savior, our friend. There are many names for him, and in the entire expanse of our lives, we will never know the wholeness of him. He is too magnificent to be put into mere words. Our vocabulary is simply inadequate. I find it fascinating that the Lord has already planned his goodness for my life. I see tangible proof in how he has used others in my life and how he uses me in other people's lives, and I know that he has already planned this. He has already worked in my life for such a time as when he will use me to bring about his goodness to another. I think that the utmost knowledge that we can have is that God is in control of everything. Nothing happens without him. I believe we lose focus a lot in our day-to-day living. We have a tendency to relegate him to the God box and not allow him into different areas of our lives. If I could teach or impart to someone one thing, it would be God is in control of all things. He knows everything. Trust him. It will be all right. We see the goodness of the Lord as we follow the scarlet thread of redemption woven throughout the Old Testament and the fulfillment in the New Testament. Yes, it all hinges on the cross. It all comes down to the crucifixion. You can't get around it. There is no other answer. It's all about love. Isn't that what we all want? Love? He gave it so freely. His goodness is all hinged on love. In Exodus, Moses ascends up Mount Sinai a second time, carrying two stone tablets, and the Lord God has this to say to him. Let's look at Exodus chapter 34, verses 4 through 10. So he cut two tablets of stone like the first ones. Then Moses rose early in the morning and went up Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and he took in his hand the two tablets of stone. Now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. So Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. Then he said, If I have found grace in your sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray, go among us, even though we are a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us as your inheritance. And he said, Behold, I make a covenant. Before all your people I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among whom you are shall see the work of the Lord, for it is an awesome thing that I will do with you. You see, God's goodness towards you is not dependent on your good works, for he is intrinsically good. He waits for our response to his goodness with our repentance. He promises in Psalm 23, verse 6, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He is our good shepherd. Does that mean that he is only good and not just? Absolutely not. It is because of his goodness that we are not given what we deserve, but are shown grace and mercy. Because of his goodness, he is long-suffering and waits patiently for our return when we stray. King David wrote this in Psalm 21. The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. For you meet him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life from you, and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation. Honor and majesty you have placed upon him, for you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence, for the king trusts in the Lord. and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger, and the Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. God shows his goodness toward us in the many blessings he bestows upon us. In looking at the fruit of the Spirit of God, which are the components that make up the Spirit, we find goodness. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. We who have been redeemed are Christ's own. We belong to him, and we are given the advice to follow in verses 24 through 26. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. God's goodness is continually at work in our lives, not just in the tangible blessings bestowed upon us, but in this conforming us to himself. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. We may not see the transformation, but trust me, it's there. Have you ever looked back at your life and compared it to your present circumstance? Many times I've looked back and realized that I react to similar circumstances with a patience and a peace that I never had. My reactions are different, and I know I have changed. It was not me who changed me, but the Spirit of God who worked in me and changed me. This is proof positive of God's goodness in my life. In turn, others reap his goodness through my actions. It is his goodness, not mine. I know how I was without him, and I know how I would have reacted. Therefore, it is he who paid the price at Calvary, and it is I and all who believe in him that reap his goodness and benefit. It is time to acknowledge his goodness in our lives, for his promises are true for us. You know, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will live, believe, trust, and be in him as he is in me forever. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please understand that he loves you and is waiting for you to acknowledge his love for you. As we pray this simple prayer of faith, allow him to share his goodness toward you. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Take all of me and transform me to your likeness. I acknowledge your goodness, your love, and mercy towards me, and I ask you to live in me. Make me how you want me to be, that I may share your goodness with others. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.